Welcome, everyone, to the Watchmen podcast by Fantastic Geek. My name is Matt, and joining me, as always, is Pete. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Matt. Hello, everybody. Super excited to at last be talking to you, to be making this announcement that we will be podcasting Watchmen on HBO.
This is a show that I think will be somewhat new territory for us. As longtime listeners know, we tend to cover geeky goodness and definitely comic book TV shows and movies. This show, still draped in mystery, this one that obviously has a comic book origin, at least from its source material, though this is not a direct adaptation of the much lauded graphic novel. And
hang on with that there, big guy. I'm not entirely sure that's accurate.
Adaptation, sequel, prequel, I think all that has been floated. Is time a hoop and a circle? You know, my point is this, Pete. It is not the direct adaptation, you know, 12 episodes from 12 issues kind of thing. It's a different creature than other adaptations.
They are treating, as best we understand, and we're going to go into a little more depth into this next time, they are treating the events of the landmark graphic novel, Matt, perhaps, if not definitively, the greatest graphic novel of all time, one of Time's top 100 novels of the 20th century, okay, something that appeared in 12 parts over a year in the mid-1980s. They are treating that as the back history, that alternate 1985. They are acknowledging, thank goodness, the events of the giant squid apocalypse and everything that's gone on there. And it would seem, though we still don't have definitive casting, it would seem that Jeremy Irons is rightfully playing Adrian Veidt Ozymandias, but these are still not definitively spelled out. So I think they're going to be becoming a whole lot closer to using the novel as text than not. Definitely not connected to the 2009 film, which is a mixed bag. There's a lot of good in it. There's the things they left out. I have taught this graphic novel. It is beloved by many people. I didn't discover it until 3 months before the film came out in 2009. Borrowed the original issues from a friend who Matt has since come to know, one Matthew J. Rusher, who lent me his originals that I absolutely gobbled up. And when Damon Lindelof, X of Lost and of The Leftovers on HBO, was revealed to be the showrunner here, I'm in. And then Matt and I had the conversation and we're podcasting it. And it's definitely going to be the hardest thing we've ever podcast in terms of the material we expect to see. This is going to be HBO, Game of Thrones, Leftovers, Soprano level in terms of how they do it. But that's legit to the source material.
I think what'll be interesting from the podcasting sense is we tend to keep things, you know, in that PG-13, PG range, just in terms of the discussions that we have. So, you know, Pete, will we be doing multi-episode analyses of, boy, that bedroom scene? Maybe not, but I'm looking forward to digging into a show, A, that has the Lindelof pedigree, B, that has the graphic novel pedigree, and something that really is made, you then add to it, I should say, the HBO pedigree, where it's going to have that level of world building and that level of audience challenge, and I mean that in the best sense possible, that you see in Game of Thrones, that you see in Westworld. And, you know, will there be Easter eggs and, you know, hey, did I see this? Was this a reference? Was it this? Was it that? What's the overarching theories? All that stuff are things I expect to be turned up all the way. And some of the shows that we've podcasted in the past, they're just not built for that level of scrutiny or just that level to be that challenging where I'm not sure which timeline Bernard is in. Oh man, there's multiple things going on a la Westworld. Or, hey, I love, my favorite character on Game of Thrones is, they just, they just met a rough end in a really gruesome way, and now I can't see them on the show anymore because they're dead. So it'll be a very, very interesting road to podcast this show, Pete, which has an official release date of fall. So it narrows it down to one quarter of the time the Earth goes around the sun, and it'll be fall 2019.
Will it be official fall, you know, September 22nd, 21st on, or will it be, you know, oh, September 10th, there you go, is your Watchmen. But
can I share a crazy theory right out of the bat?
Yeah.
All right. So you have to assume it's going to be released on Sundays, right? That's the big HBO.
It's got to be the Sunday night, you know, prestige HBO slot.
At the very end of the trailer, and I'm not even talking footage at this point, the very end of the trailer, you see Watchmen and you see the smiley face logo, and it kind of ticks back. Kind of, you know, ticks counterclockwise, then clockwise, and has that little kind of clock type stutter there. Maybe it is spelling out in the Pete in the best Lindelofian numbers searching here. Maybe it is trying to tell us 11/10, which, by the way, 11 November, that's in the fall. 10 November 10th is a Sunday.
Wow.
You know, that's my first theory right out of the bat. And if you're new to Fantastic Geek, sometimes I'm really wrong with theories. But, Pete, I'm using proof from what we got to say maybe 11/10.
Damon Lindelof for Leftovers left Twitter, Matt, on the date when the great departure happened. He started a tweet and then it phased out and he's gone. Damon Lindelof, somebody I look to very much as an unproduced screenwriter at this point, born in the same city of Teaneck, New Jersey, both bald men, and I want to be him as a screenwriter someday and produce a show like Lost and followed up with Leftovers and then get to play with Watchmen, something that, you know, as that series was announced more than a year ago, I'm teaching, and there's his quote on the back of the copy of the assembled 12 books there in that master edition. So super excited. Look forward to having him as a guest here. We know he's been out and about before on the podcast, and hoping to get him on here at some point.
Well, that a lofty goal indeed, particularly since we both love his prior work so much. I know we will discuss some of the genesis of this show, at least insofar as the information that's already out there. We're going to do that in a fuller form in the future. Definitely want to invite people to be sharing your thoughts about the Watchmen series, the anticipation that you have, theories that you might have, analysis of the trailer, which did launch today, Pete. Worth mentioning, we're recording this on May 8th, 2019. So about to begin this new journey here. How can people be in touch with you to talk Watchmen on HBO?
You can find me on Twitter at Peter, PieterJKlar, KetelAar, 10,443 followers. Can't be wrong.
And while I'm personally on Twitter as Looking Back Lost, do be in touch with the podcast. You can comment on FantasticGeek.com. You can check us out on Twitter, on Instagram, on Gmail, where we are Fantastic Geek for all of those as well. That, of course, is Fantastic with the PH. But wait, Pete, there's more.
Facebook.com/FantasticGeek, one word, with the PH. Check it out today.
Well, I look forward to us really digging into how this series came about in the near future. That'll be a fuller length podcast. In the interim, so glad to be talking Watchmen, to be digging into this show, and I can't wait for what's next, Pete. So time to wrap things up. Why don't you give us the final word?
I'm tired of this earth, these people. I'm tired of being caught in the tangle of their lives.